Conducting Training. People who plan to tie their careers with the profession of a waiter are accustomed to participation in various types of courses and trainings. Usually their requirements are specific and they are directly related with professional tasks. In order to conduct training for this group, which will have its intended effects, you need not only to prepare and plan everything in time, but also work on your own skills that will be focused on when working with the team. In particular, it is advisable to improve the art of skillful group management in the context of intended results. Training participants are people with different external characteristics, different styles of thinking, working, and learning. Although everyone is or wants to be a waiter, some will work with you and others will make the job harder. Not always their behaviour will be as you would like it, but it is important to take these differences into account and treat them as a natural element of reality. You should have a bigger picture. You should not have bigger problems with this if you work or have worked as a waiter yourself. It will be useful at the beginning to become aware of your own inclinations to take task roles focused on people and blockers. It is easier to understand why not everyone is creative among the participants of your training. They cannot stick to the accepted way of solving the problem, or they are not willing to share their knowledge and experience. Some people do exercises or discussions, while others only observe what is happening in silence. Many factors will influence the group's effectiveness. It is also important to become aware of obstacles that may occur because it is easier to remove them. It is much easier to criticize someone for taking too long to set the table than to explain to him exactly how to do it faster, or give in to the negative emotions of a participant who cannot cope with the problems. The group should not only work together, but also eliminate unwanted activities together. The trainer depends on the way of managing and cooperating with both the team and individuals. The tasks that the trainer will put before the participants can take the form of collective, group, or individual work. In any case, he should help, support, listen, and respond to signals from the room. If you are an expert in the field of filleting, flambéing, or French service and have proven this to your training group, then respect the achievements of the learners observed in the classes. Appreciate them for their commitment, willingness, and time spent, even if they are still a little lacking to achieve full proficiency.